This is Earth and Sky, Monday, March 13th. The almost full moon is out almost all night tonight.
Fainter stars will be drowned from view in the moon's glare, but you should have little trouble seeing Orion the Hunter, which contains more bright stars than any other constellation. People around the world can see Orion. At this time of year, it reaches its highest point in the sky shortly after sunset.
As seen from northern latitudes, say the U.S. or Europe, Orion beams in the southern sky at nightfall. Meanwhile, in Australia, Orion is seen in the northern sky. According to sky lore, Orion was the world's greatest hunter. But Orion misused his gifts and bragged about his conquest. To punish him, the gods sent the scorpion to put Orion to death.
This immortal tale replays itself over and over again in skies throughout the world. At this time of year, Orion's stars slowly descend in the western sky. Around midnight, as the scorpion stars rise in the southeast, Orion's stars set in the west. It's said that Orion and Scorpius are such terrible enemies, they're never seen in the sky at the same time.
In reality, the stars of Orion and Scorpius are simply located on opposite sides of Earth in space. Scorpius lies in the direction toward the center of the galaxy, and Orion toward the galaxy's nearest outer edge. For sky charts, come to earthsky.org.
Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.